This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
11 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. We're Nigeria Info, Port Harcourt. Good morning. My name is Enoa Ogbeviri, and this is the region's biggest conversation. It's Thursday, the 25th of August, 2022. The elections are in about 6 months. Are you ready to vote? Did you register, first of all? We saw that INEC invalidated several millions of registrations because some of you went there to register twice. Some of you did not get the right information, and that has invalidated your registration. What it means is that we'll have millions of people who actually made the effort to go to INEC office not going to take part in the 2023 elections. There are several conversations around that. We've got Serap taking INEC to court saying, no, you cannot disenfranchise all these people. You need to allow them, maybe register or get it done properly. And that's one. But there are other people who are able to get their registration done properly. Some who registered before now who are able to collect their PVCs. And I know on the INEC website, you can check to see if you are properly registered. Go to INEC.org. It's there. And at the offices, they've put out, the list of those who have registered properly. So for those people, the next question becomes, are you indeed going to vote? Because for some people at a point, getting the PVC was like getting a bank card and an identity card. But we've realized that it's more than that. It's always been more than that. But some people are getting to realize that it's more than that. So you have your PVC now, or you've probably registered, and in coming months, you're going to get your PVC. The question now remains, are you going to vote? And do people really understand why they should vote in the first place? So yesterday I had a guest in my studio, Ignatius Chukwu. He's a business analyst, and he's the regional editor for the South South Business and Newspaper. And he had several things to say. He said, for him, there are 8 questions that anyone who wants to lead Nigeria at this very critical time, over $100 billion in debts. he talked about oil theft yesterday, how it is that they would feed 100,000 barrels, perhaps, and on the other side, trunk it, and on the other side, you get just maybe 5,000. And oil has remained Nigeria's mainstay. Okay, so put that in perspective, and then the insecurity also, put these in perspective, and you realize that it's not going to be a tea party. If it was before, it is not going to be that in 2023. So it's just beyond, I'm supporting a candidate, or I want my person to win. There's several things he had said. I'm going to play that for you, and then we'll get into the conversation about voting wisely. We're Nigeria Info. Good morning.
And we are saying these challenges look big. So before we blame anybody or commend anybody, let us look at what can be done in the following areas. One, is there anybody that's coming to be the next president? Are you going to borrow? Or are you not going to borrow? Can you say, tell us now? If you say you are not going to borrow, how will you pay old debts, which we are now servicing at the rate of 4.5 trillion per year? So if you don't borrow, how do you pay? What IMF has said, Nigerians now, that our income is now less than the money we need to even pay debt. So if you don't borrow, how do you pay old debt? Because if you don't pay, they will seize your assets. So then if you borrow, Nigerians will now say, oh, you have gone back to what we are going back, taking us back to Egypt. So how do you, what will be your position? Two, we are asking, will you remove subsidy or will you not remove subsidy? If you remove subsidy, Nigerians say you are wicked. You are more wicked than the man who they called wicked man. So you are even more wicked than the official wicked man. But if you allow subsidy, then the economy has already been ruined by subsidy. So in a situation where you need about between 6 and 7 trillion per year to do subsidy. So if you need 4.5 trillion to pay debt, you now need 7 trillion or 6.5 trillion to do subsidy. Which means you have about 11 trillion already. So where is money to run the economy? So will you remove subsidy? If you remove it, how will Nigerians forgive you? If you allow subsidy, how will the economy survive any further. The economy is tired because it cannot go further. So which one will you do? You see, sir, the answer doesn't look easy. Okay. If you say you're going to diversify and move us from production, from consumption to production, like how much do we need? I have done my own estimate. We need about 100 trillion naira in the next 10 years to successfully move our economy from a consumer nation to a producer nation. This money we don't have. Will you borrow it? How will the National Assembly approve such borrowing? And how will they trust that if you borrow it, you will not loot it? So, which means, where will you get money from to convert from consumption to production? Another question. ASU. We all say, federal government, pay ASU. How much? A minister said it will require 1.7 trillion to give ASU everything they want. Will you give ASU what they want, or you beg them? The previous governments usually beg them when they come to power. They beg them, they agree. So that's why we're talking about ASU strike is more than 25 years, getting to 30 years, from military to civilian. On the same issue, so what every government has been doing is palliative, I beg, palliative, and they hope that the new government will be better. Before they get to the middle of it, the old government, the new government will realize that these demands are not realizable. And the ASU will realize that this government is not trustable. So at that point, another round of a strike will escort that government out of power, and then hope that the new government will start by begging, and everybody say, no, give them a chance. You know, they're just coming. From give them a chance to give them, it becomes clear that these people are not serious. So what is the permanent solution to ASU? So see, these are the data. So do you give them the money? Do you give them that money and let the problem end? And how much do you think it is? If it's trillions, where are you going to get it? And when you give us 1.something trillion, if that is the amount, I don't know. If you give them that amount, that's one union out of 29 industrial unions. So you have given one union what they want. So other ones will now come and say, do to me what you did to my brother. Can the economy carry that request? So we keep on and on. And we are saying that these are the critical areas. Corruption, is it when one man, if Mr. President doesn't steal, is that the meaning of lack of corruption? What about if every other person is stealing? So what is the mechanism? All the laws against corruption are there, yet corruption is still there. So what can anybody do? Restructuring, what is your position? Oil economy, what is your position on oil? What do you do to stop people from looting, stealing the oil? All the other things have been done. Nothing remains. What will you do? Whatever you want to do, we require the armed forces, the soldiers you put to do it. And the soldiers have not been doing it. They have failed to do it. Police have failed to do it. Every organ has failed to do it. Will it require you now, you alone, to go and stand in the creeks to go and stop bunkers? What will you do? Why we are raising this is not because we think that they will do it. It's we are raising it to show that before we blame the person on seat, we should also look at these questions. Do they look easy? It means that whoever is the president is actually not going to, it's going to be difficult for the president. That's the reason for these questions, is to show that it's not going to be easy for any man. Whether the man is your immediate elder brother, or whether the man is your enemy. First of all, whether he's young or old, with the issues that these critical issues don't know tribe or religion. These issues are very important, and they are the things holding Nigeria.
And these issues are on ground. They've been with us, and we're going into a new government in another 9 months or thereabout. How are you going to vote? Are you going to ask these critical questions, or it will be business as usual? Or let me vote my party. Once my party's in office, I'll get something to eat. My name is Eno Ogbevie. That was Ignatius Chukwu, business analyst. Join the conversation, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. You want to vote? Are you going to vote wisely? What will that mean to you, by the way? Don't forget, you're not allowed to campaign for any candidate at this point. These are the questions that he's asked, and he says Nigerians need to ask anyone who says they want to. You know, we've had different slogans, change the change, I don't know, save people from Egypt, I don't know, take Nigerians from bondage. You know, all sorts of flowery things are said. When it comes to getting down to work and getting down to business, can they deliver? Knowledge is calling from Woji. Knowledge, good morning. You're on. Let's talk.
Yeah, good morning, Anna.
Go on.
Honestly, to be honest, after hearing all these things this elderly man just said, I asked myself, Knowledge, are you going to vote? I gave myself the true answer. No. No one. It can be. We all tested power. And we all know that they had a lot of fog of mistakes during their time. Some of the poor workers are paying some poor workers on the government wants to buy properties and the rest of them. So now, this kind of thing, this elderly man just said now, which among them will be? I told myself the case, nobody. So, you know, I'm not voting.
Not voting means that you've allowed a person who doesn't have the capacity at all to get into office.
You know, let's call it spade.
Well, we've always called it spade a spade, but somebody has to get into office.
How are you going to get it done when the same people have tested power before and did not contribute anything positive to where they are? So what are we saying?
Okay. So Knowledge is not going to vote because he thinks that the questions are too enormous. At least he didn't say that they're irrelevant, which for me is a good thing. So is it? So, I mean, from what he said, it just made me realize that Nigerians have never really asked any critical question. Or perhaps we're just, you know, touching the surface. We're Nigerian for 0817-923-0023, 0817-923-0023, 0817-923-0009. On Twitter, we're at Nigeria Info PH. On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. Looking at the questions Ignatius Chukwu has put forward and the need for Nigerians to vote in managers of the country. What would voting wisely mean to you? Voting will take place in another 6 months or so. Are you ready to vote? Are you going to be asking critical questions? And what would voting wisely mean to you as a Nigerian? Who knows that whoever you decide to vote for would affect your life, your children's lives, and, I mean, other people to come. Look at the ASUU strike, for example. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
In about 6 months, Nigerians will go to the polls, voting in leaders. Critical in some states where the incumbent is not returning. He's on 2 tenures. In some other states, you know, like some in the West, I don't know, they've not been able to do a 2-tenure thing. And key also is that the office of the president would be occupied by a different person. These are critical issues. But more critical are questions that, you know, Ignatius Chukwu dropped for anyone who wants to govern Nigeria at this time to answer. And I'm asking, are you going to vote? What would voting wisely mean to you for those who are eligible and who have the voter's card? Lorenzo says, for me, voting wisely means choosing the person that will answer these critical questions mapped out by Mr. Chukwu. Judging through his antecedents, character, vision, and style of politics, most of the candidates we think are the best are wolves in sheep clothing. How can we tell? Mayor says, I agree with you, it's not going to be easy. It's obvious that the major problem here is mismanagement of resources. When this chaos is tackled, everything will be added. Mismanagement of resources, we have people stealing already. So we have the resources. That's why they can steal it. So if corruption, like he said, if it's only one man, President Buhari, for example, not corrupt, doesn't steal, doesn't mismanage, and everybody under him does that across state lines and local government lines, then what happens to the fight against corruption? Desmond, I'll get on with you from Ahuda in a bit. Your guest said it all. He is the most honest guest I've listened to. Everything he says is the reason I've not been able to renew my PVC. Wow. Who among the presidential candidates can do all he says? Just asking Madam T from Port Harcourt. Madam T, if they cannot do all, which, I mean, it would be far-fetched for anyone to say they expect one candidate to do all, perhaps if they do 3 out of 8, put it into consideration that we've got people who have done 0, 0, 0, 0, 0 out of 1, or out of 10, or out of 15. So if you get 3 out of 8, Madam T, will that work for you? Desmond is in Ahuda. Desmond, good morning, you're on.
Good morning, Eno. Voting rightly, Nigerians cannot vote rightly because what we are swearing oath with is a very positive constitution. So however we vote, we will be swear by that positive constitution and it will still derail whoever we are voting in.
Desmond?
So the only way we can do it rightly is to abstain from this voting and then amend the constitution first of all.
To what end?
The constitution that is very important.
No. To what end?
What end?
Yes, if we're going to amend the constitution, what are we looking to solve or fix?
We will amend the constitution so that the federating unit can be amended so that people cannot suggest they have a top power in this country, not when only one people are at the top making decisions for the others.
What does that even mean? Your governors make decisions for you. Desmond.
Hello?
Your governors make decisions for you at the state level. What is with the federating unit that you're more concerned about? Your local government makes decisions for you at the local level.
They are still bound by the same constitution. The same constitution they are swearing to oath. It's like repeating the same mistake and expecting a different answer. That's my
thing. Ogundo is calling from Alaka here. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, in the past, before now, we have always heard before 2015 election about Buhari. People told us when we were not eligible at that time, some of us, and all of a sudden, they preached and we listened. We voted, clamoring for change. Everybody, after that time, we are shouting for change, that Nigeria, the time has come. And most of us believe and voted. Now, they have come again, having 3 good candidates, according to them, and they have been preaching the mantra, different ones, they can tell us and all that. They know, as an individual, as a presenter, what do you want the people to believe? And how will I, at the end of the day, vote? And at the end of the day, the vote will be counted. And when it's counted, the person who is coming in will do the right thing. See, let me tell you, the people are handicapped.
How?
As I'm talking to you. Yeah.
How?
Because at the end of the day, if I, as an individual, I say, the party A is the best, and after voting, he wins election, tomorrow it turns out the way that the present administration is, what are we going to still do?
No, sir, but how are you handicapped? You have a choice to make. You have 18 political parties, I believe, fielding presidential candidates.
Yes.
You have a choice to make. You make your choice, and you understand that you're going to live with the consequences of the choices you've made. So nobody thinks about the consequence. People just like the flowery part of, oh, I voted this person, but there are consequences.
Okay, so you now as an individual...
No, I'm not in the picture.
These are the 3 candidates. If I want to vote, or if you want to vote, and at the end of the day, we vote wrongly, are we still going to begin to hear the same protest and the same other things and all that?
If you vote wrongly, Ogundu, you have made a choice. So you have to sit down and listen to people like Ignatius Chukwu. Check your conscience. Do research on the candidates and find out, is this person going to deliver... with the current realities, yes, the person will come to change things, yes, but with the current realities, the person comes in, will the person be able to deliver? If not on 8 of them, can the person do 5, maybe 3? This one reads, all these questions are so relevant, so I think instead of seeking answers to all of them, simply make a catalogue then any aspiring presidential candidates, we already have them, they're candidates, no longer aspiring, should take at least five as its projects. Promises might not be necessary anymore because many have failed. Let's say four projects for 4 years, then others should be basic. If I were a candidate, I would have my heart beat so quickly. The trillions I hear is too much. That's why you're not a candidate. Voting wisely entails voting someone that would minimize cost of governance. If we minimize cost of governance and we're not producing anything, have we done ourselves any good? Jaffet says, waste of public resources that can resolve these issues are evidently seen all around us by public officials flaunting ostentatious wealth. So we minimize cost of governance, but we're not producing anything. When we minimize cost of governance, we're not securing anything. Where does the extra money go? Where does the money go? Bessel Michael from Mokrusi, in as much as those questions cannot be easily answered without critical thinking and planning on what to do, I think there are one or two persons in the race that can give him, Bessel, and Nigerians, Bessel believes, 50 to 60% answer to those questions with some proven track record. When I hear the word track record, I start to feel hot. I don't know what it means. Have you experienced the track record that you reference? Or do you know someone who has personally experienced the track record? Anele, you're on NTA Road. Good morning. Let's talk.
Good morning. Good morning, Nigerian Info.
Good morning. It's Nigeria
now,
Info.
It's a period of election. And we have to vote the likely candidate. Among the candidates, I'm voting for Labour Party.
We did not ask you who you are voting for. The question is, what would voting wisely mean for you? Putting in this critical questions that Ignatius Chukwuka asks. Izomo is calling from Iwofe. Please don't campaign for your candidate or for your party. And this is just you and one vote. If you want the person to win, something you must do is to get other people to vote as well so that together we can get the change that we claim that we desire. Izomo, let's talk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. So we are all concentrating on the presidency and who will win it.
I did not say that. I said for many states, we're going to have a change in governance, leadership. I said it from the onset, but go on.
It's both me, you, and every other person that has been calling that we should prepare our minds that we should have a progressive country. And it starts with each of every one of us. If we say leaders, where are we really picking these leaders from? It's still our needs. The catalyst from the world to the president, that's a rock. It's among us. We are not good people.
We are not good people.
When Buhari started... Okay, can you hear me?
Izomo, it says Nigerians are not good people.
We are not good people. We are not progressive.
Oh, wow.
We are not developmental-minded. This country is ours. But we are looking at this as if it belongs to the leaders. If you elect a good president and you elect a bad governor, you elect a bad local government chairman, what will you be expecting?
Retrogression.
Change. No, there is no magic. I'm even feeling bad. I'm feeling sorry for those that are coming out to be Nigeria president. Because when they break the first people we call an import, is the president, where would they ever know who our councillor is? The allocation that is coming to the world, nobody knows it. The one coming to the local government, nobody knows it. And yet we want a better country. Think it will just start from Abuja, then it will reach you in your locality. It will start from your house, please.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Someone saying bottoms up. We cannot look away from, and I asked the caller initially too, you're more concerned about Aso Rock, but the person who decides to which roads to block, you don't want to focus on that person and ask them critical questions. The person who decides that you're going to pay taxes seven times to seven different people or collectors, you don't care about that person. It is critical, really. If I live in an apartment, for example, I should be more concerned about my gate man than the person outside, because this is where we live. Chibike is in Amuma. Chibike, good morning. Let's talk.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Please go on.
Yeah, thank you. I had a question you threw to us. Voting wisely, this time means a lot of things. Voting wisely, I think this is a time we have to vote for somebody who will call off the acid strike. Voting wisely, I think, this is the time we have to vote for somebody who is going to look to the plight of unemployed youth. Voting wisely, I think it's a high time we have to look for somebody who is going to
relieve the sufferings of Nigeria. Voting wisely, you know, I think is the time we have to look for somebody who will fight against insecurity. Voting wisely, you know, I think this is the time we have to vote for somebody who will look into the grassroots person, like Konto Muma, Konto River State, Konto other states in Nigeria. The grassroots, I mean, people at the lower level. You know, we have suffered so much. If not your advice, you know, that we followed. For example, like me today, I followed the advice today. I bought a car on Saturday. It was through the advice. If we have somebody like you, you know, if we have people like you, you know, who can direct the Nigerian youth on what to do, educate us on what to do, the ways to follow, everything will go well. Everything will be in order. So with this time, our PVC has been dusted, well washed and kept. All the Nigerian youth should get ready. We vote wisely this time.
All right.
Somebody who is going to sit at the plight of Nigeria.
That's GBK's comment. Matthew is calling from LMA. Matthew, let's talk. Okay, he's left. So on WhatsApp, voting wisely for the fact that some have the money to buy a presidential ticket doesn't mean they are the right person. The question is, the present presidential candidates now, who among them is the right person? She says she's not voting because she's yet to see the right person. Christy, well, we still have 6 months. Perhaps you would see clearly as the days go by. Kings, Farouk Massey says, the solution is to solve the foundational defect by restructuring the country economically, politically and structurally. Otherwise, if you bring in a saint, the person will fail. So the state governors get money, allocation, and the allocation they get is the allocation is more than what is left in the federal coffers when they collect, right? And for the Niger Delta states, the oil producing states, they get 13% extra to ensure that those, especially those areas where that oil is coming from, are taken care of and are developed. We haven't seen that happen. Has the federal government failed to give the states money? How do they call it now? They go cap in hand every end of month, like workers, like salary earners. Oga, month after end, give us our own. Then they collect. When they come back home, do they tell us how much they collect? Do they tell the people they serve how much they've collected? Do they tell the people where the money is going to go to? No. Like someone asked, your ward chairman, do you know what gets to him? Or the councillor, do you know what gets to him? Do you know how much is given to him to do what at that level? Your local government chairman, do you know what gets to them? Do you even care? So, what is restructuring about? I hear people talk about it a lot. If, okay, the way Nigeria is now, we have states governed by indigenes. There's no Urhobo man or Isoko man governing River State. It's State Assembly, there's no Calabar man, it's Eket person, Efik person. It's us. I mean, it's Rivers people. The same in other states, maybe except Lagos. We have a few, you know, people from other parts of the country. But if we've had states since 1999 governed by local people who grew up in Rumu something, for example, River State, and we're still like this, is our problem restructuring? Because people bandy that word a lot. If our schools, our primary schools don't have chairs, is restructuring the problems? If our roads are bad, we still don't have water, especially in rural areas, we can't turn on taps and drink water, clean water, then what are we talking about? Matthew calling again?
Okay.
Matthew, you're on. Let's talk.
Yes, Israel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I think Israel is calling concerning the matter on ground.
Yes, voting wisely.
The problem we have in Nigeria.
We already know the problem.
They are not accountable for whatever they spend in this country. They are not invested. Many graduates, many students are going astray. Many people are going out of the country. Hospitality, no way. Even the president who have been talking about every hospital should be open in Nigeria, we have qualified doctor here. He's spending billions of naira outside this country. That can still bring us debt into this country. And the leaders are coming now. There are no vision, there are no future for the children, for the future of Nigeria. So we are still going to suffer until new one are becoming there.
Okay, hold
that
on.
That's the problem we have in this country.
So what happens now?
Our leaders have no idea what's in our mind.
Okay, I have to let Matthew go. So, Brown, it's not about me. It's about you and Nigerians who are going to vote. And he says he doesn't believe that any of the candidates will bring a better Nigeria. I say he believes it's an illusion. Says the candidates were born and brought up in this corrupt environment. Doesn't mean that everybody who's born and brought up in Nigeria is corrupt. No. We all have the tendencies to be, like in every other clime, but that does not confer on people the automatic ability to do it, or that people will actually take that action. No, it doesn't at all. I'm trying to read tweets and Facebook messages. Let's see. On Twitter, we've got, none of these candidates is being specific about bringing solutions. All they keep talking about is problems, fake data, etc. If they're really serious, they should give us timelines and direct solutions to these problems. I don't think anybody will be able to give any timeline at this time in Nigeria. Voting for people's choice or a candidate with good structure, that's what Silas said. Nta Shedrack, voting wisely means voting competence, transparency, emotional intelligence, and good political structure. These are the qualities he's going to look for when he wants to vote. Can we take one more? Okay. Let's see. Danny says, voting wisely to me means voting for a candidate that, in my opinion, will affect the kind of changes I want to see in our body polity. All right, that's a wrap this morning. Thank you for joining the conversation. When I join for Podaco, think about these things critically. Perhaps, again, somebody will play the audio of Ignatius Chukwu, the critical questions your candidate must be answering before they get into office. My name is Enoa Bevere. Thank you for your time. Good morning.